Around 190 students will be graduating this year from Jacksonville High School. Although this is one of the smaller classes in recent memory, JHS Principal Mike McGiles says the senior class has achieved some impressive accomplishments.
Valedictorian Mason Pullman, you're going to graduate with around a 4.9 GPA on a 5-point scale. Got a scholarship to go to Belmont University. Olivia Kaufman going to play basketball at Western. Several kids going to play sports. A lot of kids going to a lot of different schools on academic scholarships. Just across the board, it's kind of one of those classes where it was a lot of kids that went out and did a lot of good things.
McGiles says the senior class has transformed from their freshman to senior school years. He says he's proud of the work done by the teachers and staff at Jacksonville High School to make these students college and career ready.
They've matured. It's interesting to watch every class do that, because every class goes through some of the same growing pains and some different growing pains. So it's fun to watch them, find their way.
Graduation starts at 7 o'clock tonight at the JHS Bowl. Doors open an hour early, and admission is free. Here are the other high school graduations that are happening today. They're happening at Illinois School for the Deaf and the Visually Impaired at 11:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. respectively. West Fair is holding graduation today. Franklin, North Green, Winchester, Virginia, Greenfield, Waverly, and Bluffs High Schools all holding graduations today. Congratulations to the class of 2016. Fire caused significant damage to the basement of a Jacksonville home Thursday night. Jacksonville and South Jacksonville firefighters responded to 706 Northeast at around 6:15 p.m. The fire was called in by a neighbor who saw black smoke, according to police reports. Fire Lieutenant Michael Martin says fire was coming out of the basement and first floor windows when crews arrived on scene. The owner of the house is Richard Spencer. The tenant was Skye Finkel. Nobody was home at the time. Martin says it's undetermined at this time what started the blaze, which began in the basement. It's believed it started in the interior of the building. There was severe fire and smoke damage to the basement and major smoke damage to the first floor, according to Martin. He estimates about $25,000 of damage. There were no injuries. Fire crews were on scene for about 3 hours. Progress is slow on a fundraiser to save a statewide program that operates in Jacksonville. The effort to save the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine's Memory Network for Illinoisans battling Alzheimer's disease is about 40% of the way toward a fundraising goal needed to keep the program alive and well. The bad news is that comes less than a week to go before a self-imposed deadline of May 31st. More than $200,000 has been raised towards a $500,000 goal to save the Downstate Memory Network. The money raised so far will help. Immediate layoffs in Springfield are on hold, and for the moment, none of the program's 32 sites in Central and Southern Illinois will have to be closed.
Barfield Carpets asked me to remind you that this holiday is more than just barbecuing, making it to the beach, or taking a break. It's about our people, including our military and first responders and their families, that make sacrifices every day so we can enjoy our family more. Remember to celebrate safely as you enjoy this time of year with family and friends. First quality carpets and first quality installations. Barfield Carpets, 243-2655. And God bless America.
Former U.S. Transportation Secretary and Jacksonville Congressman Ray LaHood says he's not getting on the Trump train. LaHood, a Republican who served in Democrat Barack Obama's cabinet, said in Springfield yesterday that the GOP has a problem with voters because of all the negativity that's come from Donald Trump, who now has the delegate votes to win the nomination, easy for me to say. After delivering the keynote address at the governor's prayer breakfast, LaHood was asked if he would vote for Hillary Clinton. He said, quote, time will tell. At the State House, with less than a week left in the legislative session, Governor Rauner says he's still optimistic about a compromise budget that includes the pro-business reforms he's been demanding. Here's David Stewart.
Governor Rauner says the partial budget approved by House Democrats is not serious.
It's not realistic. It's not honest. There's no way to pay for that spending level.
Rauner says there can be a compromise, including some of his reforms, if Democrats buck their leaders and vote in public the way they're talking in private.
It's going to boil down to, will the rank and file members of the General Assembly, especially in the Democratic caucus, stand up and do the right thing, whether or not particular leaders are encouraging that or supporting it.
Rauner stopped short of saying he would veto the Democratic budget that does include more money for schools. David Stewart, Chicago.
There's all kinds of people from all walks of life. And at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we connect with them all. Young families busy making a house a home, and some just taking life easier. We help you grow your business, offering sound advice to get the job done, and always looking for ways to build a better future at any age, at any place in life. Connect to the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. It's just better banking.
Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
No news notes to tell you about this morning. Glancing at weather conditions, high temperature yesterday was 84 degrees. Official low during the reporting period was 67. The overnight low, or low since midnight, was 69 degrees. We measured 0.72 inches of rain here at the radio station.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.